Hello and welcome to this podcast. My name is Mark Weiner. I'm a director with Cisco's Data Center Solutions Marketing Team. With me today is Tim Hall, Product Manager for HP Software's SOA Center. Welcome, Tim.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me.
You bet. So today we're going to have a conversation with Tim around both HP's SOA strategy and some components of Cisco's solution as well to show what part this overall solution can play for you in your application design and your strategy. As you may know, Cisco has recently introduced what we call the ACE XML Gateway, which is a core part of our application networking solution and also technology that fits very well with HP's SOA offering. We'll share a little more about that throughout our podcast today. So, Tim, let's begin with a little broader topic. How strategic is SOA for HP, and what have you done with it recently?
So, Mark, you may have noticed HP made a number of announcements on the 21st of May that were specifically focused on SOA.
Mm-hmm.
And these included some statements from Mark Hurd, our CEO, and some key senior executives, Ann Livermore, who runs our Technology Solutions Group, and Tom Hogan, who's responsible for all of HP software. And this was a pretty big deal in that the announcements underscored HP's beliefs about SOA and our commitment to helping our customers successfully transform their business using it. So SOA is very strategic for HP. That being said, sometimes strategic is linked to these, you know, ethereal things, and HP really has some solid offerings to help customers adopt SOA today. And so that's what the announcements were really focused on.
Excellent. Well, we did see and look through those. So can you tell our listeners a little more about what that announcement and what this means for customers that are looking to or are in the process of adopting, you know, services-oriented architectures?
Sure, absolutely. So HP believes that you need really three new sets of capabilities in order to move beyond the first generation of SOA implementations and to optimize the business outcome of SOA. And those capabilities are focused on SOA governance, SOA quality, and SOA management. And HP is delivering solutions in these three areas, which are backed up by a deep set of SOA services, which are professional services, that help you throughout your SOA journey. And this means, you know, getting started and understanding what you need to do, all the way through deploying a full set of processes and organizational structures, and to collaborate with you to help design and build services that meet your business requirements. And at HP, we believe that being service-oriented is synonymous with being business-oriented. And that's really the ultimate purpose of IT, is to drive better business outcomes. And so this is what we mean when we say a SOA transformation and that the SOA transformation is underway inside of IT.
So at HP, SOA actually can be BOA.
Yeah, sure.
Well, great. BOA or SOA, looking back then to our joint solution together, how does Cisco's new ACE XML Gateway support your strategy and this business orientation as well as the full set of services you offer?
Sure. Well, Cisco is actually providing some great technology, and it addresses some very difficult problems that customers are facing in regards to SOA and SOA adoption. And their specific challenges revolve around things like security and service virtualization, and perhaps more importantly, this whole issue of mediation and transformation as you take existing applications and turn them into services.
Mm-hmm.
And further, Cisco is doing this in a form factor that's very high performance and one that feels very familiar to IT professionals and network engineers. And, of course, for enterprise architects who are a key stakeholder involved in the SOA transformation, the XML Gateway offers them some new capabilities natively within the network. And these capabilities traditionally have either been delivered through the creation of code, software engineers actually writing code to address these problems, or delivered through middleware vendors. And neither of these approaches really can compete with the performance and deployment ease of an appliance, and the appliance that, in this case, that Cisco is delivering.
Got it. So interesting. So HP also sees the value then in the network, as we have SOA transformation, the ability of the network to really offload some traditional server computing environments, really to help that transformation happen a little faster.
Yeah, and in this case, an XML gateway becomes a critical component of the SOA infrastructure that organizations need as they adopt SOA. And I think there's a lot of confusion out there about what is and is not required to support an SOA, and it's really time to clear up that confusion and provide customers with some specific examples of how to use these new devices and really show the benefits that they can deliver.
Thanks. I definitely agreed there, Tim. So in that regard, what are some of the more common technical issues that your customers and yourselves as advisors face, and how do you solve them with your portfolio as well as with new technologies like that from Cisco?
Well, that's an interesting question. You know, I think today customers really aren't sure where to start. They're evaluating what they already have in terms of technology in their environments, and they're finding out that they have a lot in place already that helps them support either exposing or consuming services. But when it comes to determining just where in their SOA infrastructure certain activities should take place, it really gets confusing. And many of our customers have multiple enterprise service buses, or you may know this as an ESB, and it's not clear which one of these should be the master of the entire domain, or whether it's okay to have departmental ESBs and then some overarching corporate level ESB. And then there are problems with latency of certain security operations that they're trying to implement and new types of potential attacks that target web service technologies. And so there's just a lot of confusion about how to make this all work. And, of course, the promise of SOA is great, and there's a lot of investment going on to prove that all the underlying technical pieces work properly. But what's really missing are some key technology design patterns that work and that are based on where customers are really starting from today. And I think vendors like HP and Cisco have a great opportunity to bring some clarity to this confusion. And I should mention that you asked specifically about the technical issues, and we kind of mentioned some of these, but we didn't really mention anything in regards to the people and process issues that are really part of the overall SOA transformation. And oftentimes these become even more complex and difficult to solve as the technology. So you don't see a lot of organizational proof of concepts happening, but you do see a lot of technical proof of concepts, and maybe that should be a suggestion for some of the listeners.
Indeed, another area of service opportunity and SOA transformation for HP.
Absolutely.
So in that regard, too, HP has recently expanded what you call your Government Interoperability Framework, or GIF for an acronym, and Cisco certainly is a strong supporter of the spec. Why is this important in the SOA world, this governance interoperability?
Well, so SOA really should be the epitome of openness and heterogeneity, and it should be the last solution that drives any enterprise towards proprietary or vendor-specific architectures. And GIF is a framework that we created, which is used to describe and promote interoperability amongst all the components of a service-oriented architecture. Mm-hmm. And these SOA components include things like UDDI registries and repositories, SOA and XML intermediaries like Cisco's XML gateway, and inclusive of other SOA management solutions. And our objective in really creating this framework was to drive interoperability through the adoption of standards and really common approaches to modeling using existing standards. So GIF represents a collection of APIs, data mappings, and classifications which leverage existing standards such as UDDI, WS policy, and others as building blocks to drive this notion of interoperability. And in order to promote commonality of approaches and understanding of the information represented, GIF also defines vocabularies for the purposes of applying metadata to service information. So you can think of this a bit like what the WSI, the Web Services Interoperability Organization, did for WSDL and SOAP and WS Security, et cetera. We've been focused on this problem of interoperability at the governance layer and how this problem manifests itself across the entire lifecycle of a service. And so Cisco's participation in GIF is ultimately a huge benefit to those adopting SOA, and I believe this helps all of us delivering solutions in the SOA space to deliver on the promise of heterogeneity and openness.
Got it. Thank you. So that's great. In that regard, then, what discrete role does this ACE XML gateway we've been talking about play in terms of helping our customers establish an open and interoperable ecosystem around SOA using GIF or GIF?
So this is taking it down a level from just the, you know, what is GIF as a spec, and now we're saying, you know, Cisco is really offering customers this runtime policy enforcement point which addresses a variety of concerns from security to transformation routing. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it's doing all this at wireline speed, which is, from my perspective, very, very impressive. And because that device supports GIF, it becomes part of the much larger SOA governance and management ecosystem, where visibility of the runtime policies it manages can be made visible back to the SOA system of record, and it can provide its performance data to assist in things like service level management, problem isolation, and root cause analysis. And by embracing GIF, it means that the SOA governance and management solutions gain visibility over Cisco's policy enforcement points, which now exist transparently in the network. And this ultimately means that we can lower the total cost of ownership for customers in delivering these SOA solutions. Specifically, GIF allows us to eliminate the need for deploying and maintaining vendor-specific agents on each of these points within the infrastructure. And so when you look at what's really required for IT to transform itself using SOA, there really can be no islands of technology from an infrastructure perspective. And further, the processes and people who take part in the overall SOA governance and management need to be able to easily interact with all the underlying parts. And so Cisco's ACE XML Gateway has a real opportunity to set itself apart in the market because it delivers on security and policy enforcement at really world-class speeds. And it does so in a way that fully embraces open and standards-based approach, which is really at the foundation of all the SOA initiatives.
Got it. Good explanation there, Tim. So if people are interested about learning more about HP's SOA-related offerings, GIF and or other components, where should they look on the web?
Well, of course, there are all the links that went out around the news stories on the 21st. And, of course, going to HP's website, I think, sometimes can be a daunting task. There's lots of information there. But there's a specific address that we've created specifically around our SOA offerings. And that's if you go to the root HP site, it's /go/SOA. And, of course, if folks have other questions, we also created an email address that they can send questions to, which is very simple, soa@hp.com.
Well, very good. Thanks, Tim, for your time today and sharing some of your thoughts and HP's latest advancements around SOA, or SOA, or however you'd like to call it.
You're welcome, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And for any of our listeners that would be interested as well in finding more about Cisco's application networking portfolio, feel free to visit us at www.cisco.com. You can find much more information about both our XML Gateway products, what it can do for SOA, as well as our broader portfolio of application networking solutions. Thank you very much for listening with us today, and I hope you have a very nice day.